All right, so Philadelphia just dismantled the Chiefs and won their second Super Bowl in franchise history, their second Super Bowl that I've witnessed in my lifetime. I am a lifelong Dallas Cowboys fan, and I have now seen the Giants and the Eagles win 4 combined Super Bowls to my Cowboys 0. All right, listen, the Eagles, I mean, it wasn't even close. 40-22, garbage time touchdowns. Mahomes was potentially stat padding at the end. I mean, he was throwing bombs with a minute left. I mean, granted, they're probably just trying to do whatever they can, but it was even uglier than 40-22. And 40-22 is a blowout, and it was worse than that the entire game. And Mahomes' stats were worse than they ended up being. It was all ugly for Kansas City the entire time. You know, I obviously was talking to a lot of friends and family about the game and what I thought was going to happen, just like the rest of America was. And, you know, the main thing that I was telling everyone, like, you know, even a lot of people like on my stream were asking me who I thought was going to win, who I wanted to win. Obviously, I don't love Philly, you know, as a Cowboys fan. I don't prefer they win games or win Super Bowls. Also not the biggest Chiefs fan. So it was kind of the lesser of two evils in this scenario. But, you know, what I told everyone, I picked the Chiefs to win. I thought they would find a way. I thought they would pull something out of their ass. I also wanted them to win, so I kind of wanted to just pick the team I was hoping to win. And I don't know, I really did think they were going to. I thought they would figure it out. But what I repeatedly said, and I said this on stream, I said this to all my family and friends, like, I do think that Philly's the better team. I knew that going into it. I thought they're the most complete team. I knew their defense was top of the league. Granted, did I expect this? No. Saquon's obviously the best running back in the league, one of the best offensive players in the league. Jalen Hurts has been playing good all year. They have AJ Brown and Devontae. I mean, when you just look at it, you know, the Chiefs have had their ups and downs all season, and they've been in a lot of weird games. They've won some games that not a lot of people think they should have won. There's been some questionable calls all year. And, you know, I really thought this was going to be their fuck you to the rest of the league. Like, you know, you guys doubted us all season because, I mean, they still made the Super Bowl, but people all season long were talking down on the Chiefs. And I know that the ref conversation grew to be, you know, very big. And that was a huge discussion point all year, pretty much every single week. And I just don't think a lot of people really thought they were legitimately good. And so I thought that, you know, they got to the Super Bowl. They believe themselves. They still have Mahomes. They still have Kelsey. They're still the Chiefs. And I thought this would be their moment where they really show, like, this is who we are. You know, we're a dominant dynasty and we're here for a long time. And that obviously didn't happen. And not only did that not happen, they got absolutely dog walked out of New Orleans. Dog walked. I'm stunned. Genuinely, I'm stunned. I mean, as soon as the game started, you could tell. I immediately, when it started, there was the questionable pass interference call on AJ Brown. And in my head, I was just thinking, dude, if this is the conversation of the Super Bowl, if it comes down to these damn refs and everything gets blamed on them, it's just not the talking point that we want for the next 6 months while we wait for football to come back, you know? And it wasn't a great call, that's for sure. And that was the first Eagles drive and they were going downfield. It was fourth down. It was a huge call. And it didn't swing the game. The refs immediately had a terrible call on Kansas City the very next drive. And after that, nothing the refs could have done could have saved what was happening. It was just non-stop, complete domination over the Chiefs. Mahomes looked so uncomfortable the entire time. He had happy feet. His eyes were going everywhere. He was kind of holding onto the ball a little bit. Like, I don't know if he was just so uncomfortable with how fast they were getting to him that when he finally did have time, he wasn't comfortable making quick decisions. I don't know what was happening. I don't watch tape. I'm not an expert, but he just did not look like himself all night until the fourth quarter when they're down 75 and he's throwing Hail Marys to get, you know, touchdowns on the board. But he threw two really tough picks in the first half. And, you know, the Cooper DeJean one, they were down 10-0. He throws a pick six, down 17-0. In my head, it was, you know, we still had a couple minutes till the half. I'm like, okay, this is obviously not the great start, but down 17-0. It's Mahomes. Like, this is them. So let's get downfield. Let's get a touchdown. 17-7 at half is not looking good, but it's something. And the Chiefs get the ball after halftime. Immediately following that, Patrick Mahomes throws a pick on their own 10-yard line. Granted, it was a very good interception. It was a diving pick by the linebacker. It was a great pick. But you can just tell he looked different. He looked scared. I can't even explain to you how stunned I am. Not just by how good Philly played, but by how out of sorts Mahomes looked. And that whole Chiefs team, it just felt different. I don't know. I mean, and that pick to me was the dagger. I mean, that's, you're down 17-0, your own 8-yard line, and he threw a pick. It's first and goal now, or maybe they're at the 12. I don't know where exactly they were. They're in the red zone and they score again before half. And that is at the point where it's practically impossible. And, you know, I was obviously streaming during this game and everyone in my chat just kept saying Patriots Falcons 2018 or 2016, 28-3, 28-3. And I understand that, that was a 25-point comeback. And even I, you know, was waiting for something crazy. Just thinking like, okay, if the Chiefs, I mean, they're down 24-0, let's come out of half. If we get a quick 7, you know, is something going to happen here? And, but this was different than Falcons Patriots. This Philly team looked, I mean, like it's just a complete and utter juggernaut. And it's crazy because they've been good all season. And I know a lot of people have been picking them to go to the Super Bowl. Even I was picking them to go to the Super Bowl for the back half of the year, and maybe not the whole half of the year, but for the last 6 or 7 games, I think it was looking pretty likely that they were, you know, going to be a top team in the league. I didn't really have a ton of faith in Detroit. It was going back and forth a lot between Detroit and Philly. So it's not like they were some underdog. It's not like people didn't expect them to get to this point. I just don't think that, at least I personally, or I don't think many people, I mean, they were underdogs in this game. I don't think a lot of people knew that they had this level in them. And even if, you know, it wasn't even a total playoff domination. Like that Rams game, dude, I mean, they had some scares. And I think the weather really helped them in that game, and being at home helped them a lot. But that Rams game could have gone either way. And they could have easily been sitting at home for the NFC Championship game. So I don't think it's unreasonable that people are shocked by how this went down. Because like I said, even though they were good all year and people thought they would get to this point, it just wasn't like they put together, you know, 4 straight games of just total domination. They looked good, but this, dude, this was another level. This is one of the most dominated performances I've seen in a long time. And it reminds me back, you know, going back to that Seattle Denver Super Bowl, that Legion of Boom year, dude, it reminds me of that legitimately. And you know, the Eagles statistically have been at the top of the league all year defensively, but because I think probably because of how great Saquon has been all season, they just haven't got that much attention for their defense. And I know that people talk about their defense and people are aware. I just don't think I don't see a lot of people making comparisons to Legion of Boom or Chicago previous defenses. And maybe that's because they didn't put together the complete body of work throughout the entire season and postseason. I haven't really, you know, gotten deep into the stats of how they compare to other great defenses for the longevity of the entire season. But just this game, on top of being, you know, number one pretty much all year, I mean, it's up there, dude. And the scary thing is they've got young guys on that defense, bro. Like DeJean's a rookie. The other thing, like really quickly about that defense, the defensive line, I mean, on the majority of those sacks, or at least the pressures, they're rushing 4 guys, which I think is what made it so impossible for Patrick. Like, usually if you blitz him, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the sport. He can make quick decisions and he can punish you for sending a blitz. But when you're rushing 4 guys and you have 7 in coverage and you're getting to him in 1.5 to 2 seconds, there's legitimately nothing you can do against that. I mean, nothing. I don't even know. And again, I don't watch tape. I'm not like Dan Orlovsky. I'm not smart enough to know what he should have done. I would be so curious to see, like, what could he have possibly done differently with how little amount of time he had? Like, if everything stays the same, if the pressure that Philly got to him, if the pressure that Philly was able to put on him stayed the same, what were the right reads? Were the play calls not right? Were his reads not good? Was he taking too much time? Was he too frazzled? I genuinely don't know. Like I would be very curious to see what people are saying about that, because I don't think he played good. Obviously he did not. And he did make a lot of bad decisions. I would be so interested to see the analysis on the entire game and, you know, what opportunities they missed, if any, or if Philly was just that good rushing four that there was literally nothing they could have done. And that might be the case. I don't know. I was going to pull up the stats, though, because, again, Mahomes, it didn't look as bad as it was. I mean, 257 yards, three touchdowns and two picks. Obviously, the two picks aren't great, but 257 yards. I mean, 70 of that, you know, is a bomb to Xavier Worthy at the end of the play. Or I guess 50 was Xavier Worthy's long. So, you know, I don't know. This doesn't look terrible. The two picks doesn't look great, but it was way worse than this, dude. And six sacks is already a lot, but the amount of pressures, I was shocked the entire game. I was genuinely speechless. First of all, like I mentioned, like, do I want to see Philly win? No. And also, like, I, as a fan of neither of these teams, like the rest of America, probably just wanted to see something interesting and entertaining. And also, I was streaming the game. It would be fun to have something to talk about. And from the snap of the ball, it was over, man. But like, looking at the rest of the guys, like Xavier Worthy's stats, again, look a little bit inflated just because of that fourth quarter. And the other thing, dude, the crazy thing is that Philly just won a Super Bowl 40-22. We haven't even talked about Saquon Barkley because they legitimately did. I mean, what did he have? 57 yards? 25 carries and 57 yards. 2.3 yards a carry is not good. And that's not because Saquon did not play well. Saquon in this Super Bowl reminds me of Steph Curry at his peak in those 2016, 2017 years with the Warriors, where Steph is so good, obviously the greatest shooter of all time, but he's so good off the ball that just his presence on the court without him scoring had such a huge impact on the game. Everyone's so worried about where he was coming off screens. It opened up so many other opportunities for other players on the team. I feel like that's Saquon in this game, where Kansas City probably focused for 2 weeks straight on how the hell do we stop this guy? He has dominated the league all year. This has been the core nucleus of this team. This is all people talk about when they think about the Eagles is Saquon. He's had that good of a season. He almost broke the all-time rushing record for a season. And I think Kansas City focused on him so hard and they did a good job at containing him. But Hurts just looked like he had all day back there and guys were open everywhere. Hurts won MVP. And I think Hurts played well. I don't think Hurts won them the game. I don't think he played some outstanding, you know, I mean, he didn't have to. He just didn't have to. He did exactly what he needed to do. And that's not a fault to him. He deserved the MVP. I mean, he played perfectly. But I think that Kansas City was so focused on Saquon, it just opened up everything else for that team. And I mean, I don't know what their ceiling is in terms of future success. Like if Saquon can stay healthy, how old is Saquon? Saquon's only 28 years old, which in running back years, you know, is older than quarterback years, but with how good he looked this year, he still got probably a couple more really good seasons in him. And like I mentioned, that defense is young. I don't know what's going to happen with the AJ Brown thing. I don't quite understand that dynamic. Like I don't entirely get the AJ Brown thing. They were up like 17-0 and he was screaming at Nick Sirianni on the sidelines. Dude, it reminds me of Draymond Green. It might be just the Warriors. This might be just the Warriors of the NFL now. Like to have a running back so dominant that it opens up everything else for your team. A defense so good. The Warriors are always had one of the best defenses in the league. I don't know. I haven't really looked into that too much, but that's just the first thing I thought of when I thought of Saquon in this game. He wasn't doing anything. And I was just thinking, this is exactly why this is all happening, because everything's being focused on him. And I mean, Jalen just looks so comfortable, dude. I mean, Jalen himself, Jalen had 72 rushing yards on 11 carries. Like, you know, he was able to get out there and run a little bit. He ended up with 221 yards passing. It was just a very balanced game for this entire team. And now I'm just rambling and I'm genuinely just honestly in awe. Like I'm in awe. I think it was an incredible performance. I mean, frankly hate the Eagles. I just do. I'm, of course I do. They're better than my team and they're in my division. But in terms of respect, dude, like I have a ton of respect for them. I cannot believe how good they looked. And again, like I said, in terms of future success for them, I think the ceiling is extremely high. They can be relevant for a very long team if they're able to keep these pieces together and keep the defense that good. I just like where they're at. And it was just one of the most impressive performances I've ever seen. And it wasn't against, it's not like someone snuck into the Super Bowl. It's like some FC underdog snuck in there, you know, and they just put the pound on it. It's the Chiefs. And no matter what you say about the Chiefs, they're the Chiefs, man. And this is their third straight Super Bowl. And they've got Pat in there still, Kelsey in there still. They have weapons. Their defense has been solid all year. I mean, it was just great. And although the Super Bowl wasn't that fun, if you're a Philly fan, I cannot even imagine how amazing you feel right now. I mean, I truly, actually, physically can't imagine it because I've never experienced it. So I genuinely don't know what you're feeling, but I'm sure it's fantastic. And I hope that one day I'm able to experience what you are feeling right now. But yeah, dude, I mean, just hats off to the Eagles, dude. We'll see where we go from here. But what a Super Bowl. What a shock. Genuine shock. And yeah, man, I don't know. Anyways, guys, we will catch you guys in the next one. Thank you guys so much for watching. I appreciate you watching on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button and that like button. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I appreciate you and I love you. And I'll catch you guys in the next one.